From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
It's been 24 years since the St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series. Yeah, they're one strike away from doing it again. Wainwright in the stretch. Pitches.
Right now, all the employees on the San Jacinto Ranger District are standing down on the fire. We will always be looking for firefighter safety as our first priority, no matter what incident we're in.
In the fire service, we all have to do a job, and we have to complete the job that we're doing now, and then we'll grieve as we get time. But for right now, we still have to do other things.
Would you agree a dunk in water is a no-brainer if it can save lives?
Well, it's a no-brainer for me, but I, for a while there, I was criticized as being the vice president for torture. We don't torture. That's not what we're involved in. We live up to our obligations and international treaties that we're party to and so forth.
No-brainer number one is we don't torture. No-brainer number two, we don't break the law, our own or international law. No-brainer number three, the vice president doesn't give away questioning techniques.
I know many Americans are not satisfied with the situation in Iraq. I'm not satisfied either. And that is why we're taking new steps to help secure Baghdad and constantly adjusting our tactics across the country to meet the changing threat.
It's going to take another 12 to 18 months or so till I believe the Iraqi security forces are completely capable of taking over responsibility for their own security. Still probably with some level of support from us, but that will be asked for by the Iraqis.
Others have the right to direct their politics in their own way, but this is a government of the people, and no one has the right to impose a timetable on it.
The point of the next 2 years, and the point of electing Democrats in 2 weeks, is to change the direction, to restore our strength at home and abroad, to restore our respect, and frankly, to restore the moral position that the United States has occupied in the world since the end of World War I.
I'm looking at all these and adding them up, and I add up to a Republican Senate and a Republican House. You may end up with a different math, but you're entitled to your math. I'm entitled to the math.